So I'm here with Philip John. This is Ben Whitelaw. We're at the City Local Conference in the City of London, and we have heard about the kind of problems with sustaining local journalism, basically, and we've heard about how we shouldn't really worry about the journalism side of things. And I know, Philip, you've got a few different ideas about that.
Yeah, I mean, I actually worry all the time about the journalism and the income. For Hyperlocal, at least, running the literature blog, we are seen a lot by a lot of people now as their primary news source, but perhaps not their only news source, but primary news source. And with the threat, we've already lost one local newspaper, and there's a threat that we might lose another one. And actually, it's the main local newspaper that, if it went, the area just wouldn't be served very well at all. Not even by us, because obviously we only get a certain portion of the sort of population, if you like. That basically means that we're in a position where we need to be worrying about how our community is served. We're trying to serve our community all the time, and if the paper goes away, then that community isn't served. And so we need to think about how we can up what we do in order to make sure that community is served well. So generating income is one way you can do that, because at the moment the site is run off a lot of goodwill and a lot of volunteer contributions. That going forward isn't sustainable. All it takes is for either me or Ross, the editor, to be taken out of the action for you know, indefinitely, and the literature blog will suffer a massive blow, and it may not ever recover from it. So what we need to do is be able to have income that not only can help us to pay our costs, but can potentially provide a buffer so that if something was to happen, we perhaps have money to pay, even if only in part, for some contributions and things like that, so that we can make sure that what we do actually continues. And one other thing as well is on the sort of journalism side of things, I've found that it's incredibly important to have some sort of journalistic oversight over what you do, because I've been in a situation where I've been close to publishing something that could have been in contempt of court, and the only reason I didn't was because I had Ross with journalistic training to say, well, actually, that's probably not a good idea. And so journalism is important in that sense. I don't agree with that sort of argument, and that's what I asked when Jeff Jarvis was speaking, what he thought about that, and he seemed to agree with that as well.
Well, that's great, and I appreciate you taking time, and hopefully the kind of balancing the two and balancing the journalism and the income will hopefully come in time, and you guys are doing a great job, so hopefully you'll be at the forefront of that.
Thank you.
Excellent.